Well, now to the battle over bathrooms, something Donald Trump has been all over the board on. He said he's for transgender people using facilities that match how they identify themselves. As he said on Monday, we have to protect everyone. But in the same breath on Monday, he said we have to leave it to the states. Well, now 11 states, including Texas, Wisconsin, and Georgia, announced yesterday that they're joining together to sue the Obama administration over its directive that all public schools allow transgender students to use the bathroom and locker rooms they feel correspond with their gender identity. Dominic Holden is the national LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed. And Dominic, the Justice Department referenced Title IX and discrimination in its directive. So on what grounds are these states suing?
One of the things that's gotten a lot of attention is this guidance from the Department of Justice and Education Department to schools around the country about accommodating transgender students and allowing them to use facilities consistent with their gender identity. But the lawsuit that was filed yesterday is actually much broader. It's a challenge to the Obama administration's generally of their interpretation of civil rights laws banning discrimination on the basis of sex. So that doesn't just apply to schools and enforcement that's been conducted by the Education Department. That also includes discrimination in the workplace. So the Civil Rights Act of 1964 Title VII, it bans sex discrimination. And what the Obama administration has done is said that gender identity discrimination is a form of sex discrimination, and so that is banned as well. And so this lawsuit looks at this application in schools under Title IX, it looks at the application under Title VII, and it calls it a social experiment. And it says that this poses a threat to children and it poses a threat to privacy rights. They argue that the federal government has overstepped its rights and has essentially trampled the sovereignty of states. They also argue the federal government has violated the Administrative Procedures Act. And so what they're trying to do is to get a federal judge to say that sex, it does not cover gender identity. So transgender discrimination is not covered by civil rights laws. Mm. And they're attempting to have federal officials blocked from enforcing that interpretation of the law.
Hmm. ICML Supreme Court. I mean, do you think that this goes all the way?
It's hard to predict what's going to happen. They are certainly in a unique position as far as plaintiffs in that they come from a number of circuits, but this was filed in Texas. We have seen disputes in federal courts for quite some time over the interpretation of sex in civil rights laws. This is by no means new. This guidance issued by the federal government comes after years of precedent. There have been litigation complaints in federal courts that have where in which transgender workers have been fairly successful. There is a case right now out of Virginia in which a transgender boy is suing his school district, and that has gotten up to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Does this mean it's going to go to the Fourth to the Supreme Court? I mean, it may. I don't have a crystal ball, but there is certainly a lot of opportunity for disagreement. I think one of the things that should be kept in mind is that for, you know, quite some time in schools and workplaces around the country, transgender people have been using facilities consistent with their gender identity. So there's no big radical shift in interpretation of law very recently or what transgender people are doing.
Right. Well, but Dominic, I want to just get in the minute or so we have left into a second tier battle that's forming here, because many of these bathroom laws require people to use the bathroom that corresponds to the sex on their birth certificate. I'm talking about the law, for instance, in North Carolina. But many states have allowed for decades people to change their birth certificates. And now some states are looking to change that. Kansas, for instance, is looking to make it illegal for you to change the gender on your birth certificate. A trans right group has filed suit with Pennsylvania because that state's rules, like many other states, require people who want a birth certificate change to provide proof of surgery. In the minute we have, we see another battleground here.
Yeah, well, North Carolina is the only state that has a transgender bathroom law like this. And there are about 17 states with non-discrimination statutes that protect transgender people. So North Carolina is really the outlier. You know, the issue with the birth certificates is, you know, it is they attempt in some cases to connect this to bathrooms, although that's fairly impractical. You can't enforce a birth certificate. You can't check a birth certificate at the bathroom door. It seems that the goal of conservatives is to deny transgender people's ability to be known as their gender identity, that there would be a birth certificate that shows that they were born a different sex, and that is publicly available information.
Dominic Holden, LGBT reporter for BuzzFeed. Stop it there. Thank you.
Thank you.